Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Reigning in Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I think heaven is going to be a shock to a lot of people. What about the churches that won't even have a piano in the church? And they get to heaven and hear such singing and playing. Well, they're going to have to change. Is that right? What about the people that never raise their hand and never say amen, and they hear and see the glorious shouting and praising and singing and dancing in that? Well, they're going to have to change. I'm going to go ahead and change here so I can enjoy it now too. And it's not a shock to my system when I just work right in. Right? I think, yeah, this is how we do it in Branson. Right? Glory. Glory. But the Lord is bringing us up to a higher place of receptivity, awareness, faith, reverence, like we talked about last week. Have you found the book of Acts? In Acts, the 19th chapter, I'd like for you to notice with me a situation, a thing that happened, and then let's talk about what happened and why it happened. The Bible said in Acts, I'll tell you what, hold your place there and just back up a couple of pages. Sometimes you need to know what happened before that led up to this. Go to Acts 16 and you'll see this will give you some background on what happened. Acts 16. The Bible said in verse 16, Acts 16, 16. Paul and his company are on a great outreach mission, preaching to people that have never heard the gospel before. And verse 16, it came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. Now soothsaying has to do with fortune telling, mediums. Oh, people would probably call it today psychics. Did you hear me? You even hear some Christians bless their hearts. Brother Hagin used to say, bless their darling heart and stupid head. That was a favorite saying of his. You're a Christian talking about, I think I'm psychic. That's ignorant. There's no telling how many Christians have called psychic hotlines. We like to think, no, but I'm telling you, it's terrible. It just shows how ignorant people are of the Word and of God and of who He is and who they are. Why in the world would we seek to the dead for future information when we have inside of us the Spirit of the living God? Why in the world would you seek to known liars? How many know the devil's a liar? And all of his spirits are lying spirits. Why would you seek to liars when you got the Spirit of wisdom and the Spirit of truth living inside you? But it's because people don't know who they are. They don't know who God is. They don't know who is living in them. I never read my horoscope. Did you hear me? If I want to know something, I know who to go to. Did you hear me? I've never had my palm read. Don't need to. Right? If I want to know something about my life and about my future, I know who to go to. And it's not you. Did you hear me? It is no man. I know who to go to. Right? I don't need to call a psychic. You just wish people knew better. Right? But here is a young girl who's got a spirit. Not the Holy Spirit. Wrong spirit. And by this spirit, she is fortune telling. And they're making a lot of money. People paying the owners of this, I guess she's a slave to these people. They're paying these folk a lot of money for her to tell them their fortune, tell them their future. And the same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which showed us the way of salvation. Now let's just stop right here. Was that true? Yeah. But who wants the devil testifying for you? Now what's going on here? This little girl is yielded to a wrong spirit and prophesying and wanting the people to think that it's all from the same source. Did you hear me? And that's one of the devil's favorite things. He tries to pass off himself. The Bible said that his representatives passed themselves off as ministers of light, as angels of light. And he's a deceiver, you understand. Anything that God has, he tries to mimic and have a false, copy of it. So that's why we got the Bible, and that's why we've got the Holy Spirit. You're to judge everything.
That's right. Yes.
You're to judge every word that comes out of my mouth. Did you hear me? You're to judge every word that comes out of every preacher's mouth, every prophecy, every tongue, every interpretation, every vision, every dream. I don't care who they are, how much you love them, how much you think you respect them. I don't care who they are or how much of a spectacular experience they had. Do not just swallow it. Take it to the book. Did you hear me? And check it by your own heart. Are you with me? Somebody says, yeah, but they're a prophet. Well, prophets can miss it.
That's right.
Yes. Amen. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I didn't start this yesterday. And I've seen a number of things just in my few years walking with the Lord. I have seen prophecies that started out God. And the middle of it was a mixture of that person and the Lord. And the last part of it was just them. Did you hear me? I said, well, how can that be? I mean, if prophecy, it's God talking. Well, yes and no. It's a man or a woman expressing what they're getting in their heart. You can get it right and express it wrong. Or you can dismiss it entirely. Are you with me now? It's sad. I know people that have ruined part of their lives acting on somebody's prophecy. So-and-so told so-and-so, thus saith the Lord, you're supposed to marry so-and-so. Thus saith the Lord, you're supposed to be a missionary over here. Thus saith the Lord. And it's sad, you just feel for people, because a lot of baby Christians, they gravitate to where they think somebody's going to prophesy to them. And their whole thing is sitting there hoping somebody will notice me and call me out or give me a special word or this and that. That's being a baby. Did you hear me? And you got your eyes on men. People don't like to think so, but you do. God can talk to you directly. Right? That's the best way. And if he does say something to you through somebody else, you still should check it by the Bible and by your own spirit, by your own heart. And if somebody gets huffy and say, huh, are you going to judge my prophecy? You say, absolutely. And if somebody gets huffy about it, you know you got a problem.
Right.
I served under Dr. Hagin, Kenneth Hagin, for 20 plus years. I believe he stood in the forefront of the prophet's ministry in his ministry. If you know anything about him and know about his ministry, you'd probably agree. And after 60 some years of exercising in the gifts of the Spirit, multiple visions of the head of the church, major revelation. I was with him meetings in, you know, year after year after year. This is how he'd talk. He'd say something, "Thus saith the Lord." Or he'd say to somebody, "You know, the Lord is showing me this." And I mean, almost every time he'd get through, he'd say, "Now, if that doesn't bear witness with your spirit, just forget it." This is after 6 decades of experience. Did you hear me? He'd tell people nearly every time, "Now, if that doesn't bear witness with your spirit, just forget it. You judge it." Right? Well, how much more these young whippersnappers that started talking in tongues yesterday? And they're so adamant about, "God told me." Not open. Well, you understand. That's another subject. That's another series. But apparently somebody need to hear it tonight. Don't take what any man or woman says and just swallow it hook, line, and sinker. Check it out. Number one, with the Bible. If it disagrees with any part of this book, you just reject it. Right? And check it with your own heart. Check it with your own heart. Because if it really was the Holy Ghost, you got the same Holy Spirit living in you that I do in me and that any other man or woman of God has in him. It's not 2 or 3 or 50 Holy Ghosts. There's one Holy Spirit. Right? And if it really is him, you're going to have a witness in your spirit about it. You'll be thinking, "Yep, yep, 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 right." Usually God's already dealing with you about it. Right? And it's a confirmation. And prophets and prophetesses under the new covenant do not have the same place that they did under the old. Under the old covenant, people did not have the Holy Ghost individually indwelling them. People went to prophets and priests to get direction under the Old Testament. Under the New Covenant, that is not what you should do. Did you hear me? Because now we all have the Holy Spirit, right? We all have Him living inside us. So those ministries now are more confirmational than in the Old Testament. They were more directive.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Fellowship and Boldness, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1001I. That's R-1001I, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.